My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. I think I just smoked too much marijuana. My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. My ghost fucking soul fucking host sucking piranhas. My house is fucking haunted. My house is fucking haunted. I think I just smoked too much marijuana. I think I just smoked too much
marijuana. Oh, that's loud. Hey everyone, this is RBCP. I'm doing the pre-show for Brent Westwood. Someone's telling me I need to play Technical Writer instead of this, I think. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to, so screw you, Mr. 1948. I was just getting ready to start, and I noticed that I don't have a certain program installed on my laptop that I need installed because I had a hard drive crash last week. So I'm going to play another song, and I think I should be able to install this program within one song. And then I'll start the show. I've got some stuff planned, I've got some numbers, and it's going to be fun. And I'm going to do this for approximately 90 minutes to 2 hours until Brent Westwood gets on the air, Dirty Aaron, and Tristan, and whoever else does the Brent Westwood show. And yeah, so I don't know, what should I play next? Let's see. I'll play an entire episode of Mr. Biggs. How's that? Wait, no. Well, this song's too short. Okay, anyway, here. I'm going to song and hopefully I'll be back before it's over. Two songs maximum, okay? I gotta reinstall this program.
That's a hot-ass lyric.
What do you mean you prefer Diet Coke? That makes no sense at all.
Hey, everyone. Hey, listen, 1948, I'm playing Technical Writer. I don't know if you're telling me to play Technical Writer. I just saw that in the chat room, and I assumed that's what you meant. So I'm playing it for you, because I love you. Yeah, I'm going to play. I'm going to call video store customers tonight. I've been getting phone numbers before the show. It took, like, 40 minutes. But I got a bunch of numbers, and I might even have some left over to get to Brent Westwood if he wants them, or Dirty Aaron, or whatever he calls himself. But I have a bunch of these video store numbers, and I'd like to call video store customers, and let's call one right now, see what happens. Oh, that's cool. When I click Skype, it silences my music automatically. That's convenient. Good old Windows Media Player. Hopefully all my sound settings are right. Everything's a mess since my hard drive crashed. Okay, Sloth is like, they still have video rental stores. So I called, like, I swear, 10 Blockbusters a couple of hours ago, and every single one of them was in the process of closing down permanently.
You have reached 913-4-
Yeah, everyone was in the process of closing down. They're all like, yeah, we don't do rentals here anymore. We're just selling our inventory. That's the only reason we're open, is to sell our inventory. It's 10 different stores. So I'm pretty sure Blockbuster is about to just die completely. There's not going to be any Blockbuster. But there's this other video chain store, and I'm not going to mention the name. The name's going to be mentioned a lot through in these calls, but it sucks for editing.
Carlito's made me paranoid enough to stop saying business names that I screw with in this way. But they seem to be flourishing all over the Midwest, this video rental company. And they were really easy to get numbers from. What in the hell was that? That was weird. Okay, I'm going to try this first, this one that I just tried again. If someone says they have one in their town in New York, in Watertown, New York, Stalin. And we have one here, too, where I live, here in Oregon. There's a Blockbuster that I have not been inside of since in about 3 or 4 years now. Since I discovered torrents. Hollywood Video? Hollywood Video is gone. They're bankrupt. Gone forever. Yeah, we had this independent video store here in town. I know I've said this a billion times probably at this point, but I used to go in there at least once a week, and I just walk around all the new releases, and I would snap pictures of the cases of the movies that I wanted to download when I got home from torrents. And they went out of business a couple years ago, and I feel somewhat responsible for that. That's what they get, though. We were renting from Redbox for a while, but I would go in there and snap pictures of things that we wanted to rent from Redbox, because, I don't know, I guess just a transition from how I used to get videos. Gotta take things slow, because I'm old. And so apparently none of these video stores are going to actually answer. I mean, these customers.
El sistema de mensajería de voz no puede procesar su llamada en este momento.
Yeah, it's probably for the best that I didn't get a hold of them. I'm really happy that the music cuts out on its own. It's a little annoying. It's weird. I wish it would only cut out when they actually answered. It'd be nice to have the music while we listen to this ringing. I don't even remember if I mentioned it earlier, but the Brent Westwood show is tonight. It starts in 90 minutes, 9 o'clock Pacific time.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Matthew?
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm calling from Matthew. I'm calling from the video store.
Nobody here by that name.
Oh, goddammit, fuck shit. Like, I mean, he gave your phone number. Did you just get this phone number?
Nope, nobody here by that name.
Well, you don't need to be a smartass about it, because I'm just trying to call him about his account.
Well, go fuck yourself then.
Hey, listen. Let's try and call him again. Yeah, see, that was the problem I always had with Blockbuster. I'd get all these phone numbers, but they'd all be disconnected numbers, because who updates their phone number on their video store account, you know? Like, really, I haven't used legitimately a video store in probably 3 or 4 years now.
Please leave your message after the tone.
And I've changed my phone number a couple times in the past, you know, 3 or 4 years. You know, just changing carriers and stuff. Oh, it's busy now. He's star 690ing me. Star 32ing me. Star 570ing me.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, Matthew. I know that was you I talked to, because I recognize your voice when you came into the store earlier, Matthew Palmer. And, you know, you can pretend that you don't live there, but you have late fees here at the video store, and you need to come in and pay these, motherfucker. So,
hello?
Oh, hi, Matthew.
No, listen, there is no Matthew here.
There's definitely
a
Matthew there.
I've told you this before.
Really? Yeah, you told me that right before you told me to fuck
now.
Myself.
No. You keep calling me, and you keep using the profanity.
Yeah, like the time you told
I'm
me to fuck myself.
Now, can you understand that?
Well,
there's
can you,
Matthew Palmer.
This is a Christian
here.
Company, and you don't need to tell us to fuck ourselves, okay?
I believe you used the profanity word first.
No, you did it first. You definitely did it first.
No. I'm
so
telling you.
You're going to hell.
Don't call back.
Enjoy
no
hell.
Matthew Palmer here.
Fucking Satanist.
Thank you, and good night.
Fuck you, Matthew. I know it's you. All right, I'm going to take him off my list. So I've struck out 3 times already. Show's only, like, you know, 5 minutes in. Maybe I'll give Brent Westwood all these rejects that I can't get a hold of. If he wants them. I'm sure he's got his own and stuff.
Yeah, Sloth says he has an old school answer machine, and that's pretty cool. But actually, hold on one second. Since you said that, I'm gonna check something. I'm gonna prove Sloth wrong. Matthew, it didn't sound like an answer machine beep, is why I'm checking this. I'm gonna go to tnid.us, put in his phone number, and it tells me that he is with Sprint Communications in Kansas. Yeah, so that probably is a landline. That's Sprint or whatever they changed their name to. Okay, fine. You're right. It's a real answering machine, old school. Sloth is right. I'm wrong. But you know, Google Voice does that. Isn't it Carlito that does that now? He monitors the messages as they come in. All right, we're gonna try Thomas now.
Hello.
Shut up, dark stranger. Oh, hi. Is this Thomas?
It is.
I'm sorry. I was talking to my coworker here. You rented some videos here at the video store today.
Uh huh.
And it seems like you have a bunch of late fees here. For uh-huh. Video. I mean, actually, you haven't returned a bunch of videos. They should have told you this when you tried to check out a video.
I don't have any of you guys' videos.
Well, you just checked out tonight. You checked out Kinect and Joyride and Spider-Man on the Xbox?
Right. But okay. Any movie that I've gotten from you, I've returned.
No, it shows, it looks like you have Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams checked out that you never returned.
No, I've never rented Cheech and Chong.
And Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
No, those are movies that I would never watch.
The Big Lebowski?
None of them. Who is this?
I'm calling from video. Did you rent Half-Baked?
No.
And you never returned that? Dazed and Confused? The Pineapple Express?
Sir, I've never watched those. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you sound really convincing, but the thing is, when people rent those particular titles, we are required by law to report them to the local authorities for drug use. So you might be getting a visit. I'm sorry, what?
You can do whatever you need to do.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, you didn't rent Smiley Face from us with Anna Faris?
No, I did not. Who is this
playing
on my phone?
You need to get an attitude with me, because I'm just trying. We shouldn't have even rented anything to you tonight because of all these videos that are out. Oh, he hung up. And the music starts automatically. That's a prank I've been wanting to do for a while, and I've done it a couple times, and I just don't get a good reaction. He was kind of funny. Yeah, let me call him right back. I want to do porn titles.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of 9.
Let me try him again. Stupid stoners, you can't trust them with your movies. God. If anyone has some ideas.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of 9-1.
One more try. If anyone has any ideas, though, for what to say to video store customers, other than, you know, get with the times, man, learn what a torrent is, use Netflix, you can post them in the room or private message them.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of 9.
All right. Oh, yeah, I guess I should mention that, too. Currently, I'm hanging out in the chat room, IRC. It's the network is irc.madhouselive.com. I'm in the channel Pound Madhouse. So everyone that's listening to this right now should go listen. There's 65 people currently listening to this show, and how many people are in the room? Not 65. So you people that aren't in the room are traitors. If you're enjoying the show right now, if you want me to continue, I want you to type in the letters PSR into the room. That stands for, I don't know, poop, sperm,
poop sperm retard. Poop sperm retard. Everyone type in PSR into the room if you want me to keep doing the show. And I will keep doing the show just because you type in PSR. Type I... yeah. Okay, let's see. It looks like we have an hour and 15 minutes left until Brent Westwood. I think it's been a couple weeks since he did a show. Or a couple weeks that I've heard, anyway. Fred wants me to say that the DVDs are defective and they're prone to catching fire. I think I'm going to tell them that and then tell them to call the fire department. Why is everyone getting kicked from Manor House? I don't understand. And speaking of that, you know, if you're enjoying the show, type PSR into the chat room. I know other shows.
You have reached the Sprint voice.
They tell you to type one into the chat room if you're enjoying certain things. If you people are enjoying certain things, if you like what I'm doing, if you think a prank is really funny, I want you to type PSR into Pound Madhouse. And that way, I'll know that you're enjoying yourself. It's brilliant. I'm so smart to think of that. Not PBR, Brand Frog. PSR. No periods. No asterisks. Yeah, so this might
be... You have reached the Sprint voice.
This might be another completely fail of a week for me. Because, just because, you know, people don't update their phone numbers on these old accounts. You know, video store accounts. You know, they probably set up their accounts like 10 years ago, and you know, who keeps their phone numbers up to date on an account? But I do know that this particular video store, they use your phone number, like, to pull up your account. They're like, what's your phone number? And they pull up your account with your phone number, so that should help. Well, why did Brandfrog get kicked from Madhouse? I don't understand. That's weird. Horse Machine, you're such a Nazi. People in the chat room seem so confused for some reason. I don't understand.
You've reached Patty Robinson. Please leave a message, and I will call you back.
Stupid Patty. Come on. So this is just the first video store that I'm... the first one gave me like seven or eight numbers. Second one gave me another seven or eight numbers. I had one that gave me one number, and then she handed the phone off to someone else, and he got suspicious. But Blockbuster was useless. Like, every one I tried was in the middle of closing down their store permanently. They're just selling things, selling inventory. Selling their VHS tapes, I guess.
You've reached Patty Robinson. Please leave a message.
All right, let's call the last one from this list. From this store... I guess if none of these work out, I could just get some pizza customers. Since I don't know how to do regular prank calls anymore, I have to, you know, have customer info to do anything funny. Science! That wasn't right.
Print voice mailbox.
Let's try again. Sloth says he read an article that said Blockbuster might sell mobile phones out of their store. I read that one too, I think last year. Okay, that's it for that store. Blockbusters are selling meth and heroin now, Radical Anarchist says. Got a private message from Serg. He wants me to say that one of the employees has been caught jerking off on the DVDs and theirs might... have been affected with an E. No, Zerg, it should be affected with an A. Get it right, goddammit. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm such a jerk about stuff like that. Wasn't it Blockbuster that, I think it was either Netflix or the Redbox video rental kiosks? They tried to sell their business model to Blockbuster, and Blockbuster's like, no, we don't want that, because that's dumb, you know, like back in the mid-2000s. And stupid them, now they're going bankrupt. I can't remember which that was. Was that Netflix or... Well, anyway, they're copying both of those business models now in desperation, trying to stay on their feet. But we all know the end is near for Blockbuster. Let's play a song. You know, it's in between stores, so I'm going to play one song. I'm going to eat a bunch of Tito's in the middle of it and drink some Four Loko. And then I'll come back and try this next store, which I have five numbers for...
This joint's called Pony Swag. From my bronies, ain't no phony shit that they can ferret out, no kill Coney. OG, realest how flows from a crony. Shit, it's all love, every pony's a homie. Comely to homely, killing them in roadie. O's and
better days are gonna get better. I'm so sorry that it didn't work out. I'm moving on. I'm so sorry, but it's over now. The pain is
okay, the reason I took extra time there is because I was trying to tune in to KDK with my laptop that doesn't play Shoutcast streams. It seems like he's not on the air tonight, so I guess no KDK tonight. But that's okay, because you have me, and you have Brent Westwood. Just curious, mostly. I don't know. Dark Stranger's making fun of me for playing Jason Derulo. Shut up, Dark Stranger. I listen to what I want to, goddammit. Oh shit, I think someone just hung up on me, because every time someone picks up, I'm yelling at Dark Stranger for some reason. Someone's 1948 says he prefers Bittersweet Symphony, but I don't know, I like the rap version better. Or I guess it's not rap, but you know, rappers steal music, so it's sort of like rap.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please.
So what the hell, they picked up before, I guess they didn't like me taking the name of the Lord in vain.
Hello?
Hi, is Nick there?
No, he's not. May I take a message?
Oh, well, I'm calling from the video store. He rented some movies here tonight. He rented the campaign from us. Do you know, does he have another number I could reach him at, maybe?
Well, I don't. Why? Is there a problem?
He had a bunch of other movies out with us that he never returned, and I guess we didn't spot it when he checked these out, but, he's got, like, seven movies here that he needs to return still from several months ago.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure he will.
Do you know anything about those, or?
Because
it looks like he rented Half-Baked and The Big Lebowski.
You said he has seven movies out?
Yeah, seven movies that he currently hasn't returned. Seven DVDs.
Okay, well, I'll talk to him when he gets home.
The Pineapple Express.
I'll call you back.
Well, you don't need to just dismiss me like that. I'm trying to ask you a question. Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams, do you know anything about that one? Did you rent that
one? I'm not trying to dismiss
you. On his account, maybe?
If you want to call the police, you can. I'm not trying to dismiss you.
Why would I call the police? I'm just a video star. I'm not the fucking...
I will talk to Nick when he gets home.
Okay.
Not a big deal. Don't worry about it.
Well, don't be a jerk to me. Don't tell me I need to call the police. Why would I call the police over videos? That's retarded. We're not Blockbuster. Come on.
I'm being a jerk to you?
You are being a fucking jerk. Saying, oh, just call the police. Blah, 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 blah. Why don't you go back to the fucking kitchen and stop answering the phone? Like, where's Nick? Does he have a cell phone? Can I just call him directly instead of dealing with you?
Did you tell me to go back to the fucking kitchen?
Did you just put me on speaker so somebody can hear me? Like, oh my God, you won't believe this. You have to hear this guy.
You can't deal with this.
So Nick... No. So that is Nick. Nick is there. Why don't you take me off speaker? I can't even hear you, you retard. I like how you were just trying to hide Nick there, even though he was there and he was listening the whole time.
Are you trying to find movies? Oh my God, good luck. I hope you have good luck and success in life with that, trying to find movies.
Are you stoned? Is that what this is about? You're just completely stoned? All right, got hung up on. I think that was Nick in the background.
Hello. No one is...
Hi. We got disconnected somehow. What's up?
You guys going to watch The Campaign tonight? That's such an amazing movie. I hope you really enjoy it. Are you going to keep that one, too, forever, or are you going to return that one?
This is the guy from Video Store.
Why don't you turn off speaker? I can't even hear you.
Who is this?
Is this Nick?
Yes.
Yeah, she told me you weren't there. She's a fucking liar, that lady. She's a fucking liar. You need to return your movies. I'm calling from the Video Store. You rented The Campaign from us tonight?
Yeah.
And you have all these other movies that you haven't returned to us, and she's trying to, you know, she doesn't want to return them. She thinks she can just keep videos that you rent.
This is a bad joke, okay? So my mom's smiling right now. Who is this?
Your mom's smiling? You still live with your mom? Is that what it is?
That's what he told me. Nick, it's not me.
Who is it?
I'm calling from the Video Store. You rented The Campaign from us tonight, but you have some other movies that you need to return still. You know anything about those movies, or are you going to pretend that you don't know anything about those, like that lady did? Nick, hello? Hello, hello? Nick? Oh, and Nick's gone. God damn it, Nick. Yes, UK Ted, they still have Video Stores. Seriously, UK Ted, tell me, I want to know the state of Video Stores in the UK. I'm really curious. So, UK Ted, how are Video Stores in the UK? Do they still have a lot of them, or are they all gone, or are there just independent ones? I don't know. I'm curious. I want to know what the state of Video Stores are in the United Kingdom. Nom, 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 nom. Oh man, I don't know where I left off. Brand Frog says they still rent VHS and Laserdisc in the UK. Oh, Nunu tells me that the UK Blockbuster was sold today. Hi, is this Mike?
Yeah, who's calling?
I'm calling from the Video Store. You rented This Is 40 in Lincoln from us today?
Yeah.
It seems like you have a bunch of other videos here still that you haven't returned yet.
Pardon?
And you have a bunch of other videos, like 7 videos. I don't know if that's considered a bunch, but you have videos here that you haven't returned from us still, that they're a couple months overdue now.
We just paid a bunch of late fees. I don't know what you're talking about anything being not returned.
Okay. Well, don't get all defensive or anything. It's just you have Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams and The Big Lebowski still out that you haven't returned to us?
First off, what's your name?
My name is Craig.
And what do you do at the Video Store?
I'm a fucking cashier. What do you think? Come on.
You're a fucking cashier about it because you're not your
no,
fucking
don't,
teeth
please,
out
please
there,
don't,
Craig.
Don't curse at me, please.
You want please. Hey, when you just said fuck to me, boy, you want me to go up there and knock your fucking teeth out?
No, I didn't say that to you. I think you misunderstood. Maybe you have a bad phone. Maybe you have Cricket or something, like a low income person. But no, I didn't say that. Definitely
no,
not.
I'm just going to talk.
We have this. Do you have the Pineapple Express out still? We haven't received that one back since back in early January.
Well, I'm on my way up there, Craig. You and I can talk face to face.
You were just here. Why are you coming back?
I'll talk this way.
Don't worry, because it was just girls working at that location. So he's not going to punch any girls in the teeth. Okay, I'm going to read the chat room. UK Ted tried to call me in the middle of that one. Sorry, UK Ted. Hackery21, I am currently eating Tostitos, like Mexican restaurant style Tostitos, not Tostito brand, but the cheap, crappy convenience store brand of Tostitos. They're delicious, and they're hot. I put them in the microwave.
Breaking news. Blockbuster sold. 2,000 UK jobs saved at DVD rental chain. That's really loud. Says at the time, about 200 of the firm's 528 stores were closed. So UK only has 500 Blockbuster stores. I think we have more than that. I think we have a couple thousand at least still. Or is that what it was? I think I remember they closed like a third of the Blockbuster stores a couple years ago, and the number 3,000 was in there somewhere. I don't know if that was the original number or the number after they closed a third of them. But yeah, 4,190 employees out of business. Thanks for this article, Nunu. There's hilarious pictures of here in here of Blockbuster's closing in the UK. If you guys are enjoying the show tonight, I'd like you to type in the letters PSR into the chat room. That's P like pie, S like shit, and R like retarded. PSR. Type in the words PSR into the chat room, and you will be rewarded with IRC gold. It's kind of like on Reddit where you get gold, but this is IRC gold, and it makes you an op. So type in the letters PSR, and yeah, you'll get your gold. It'll be amazing. You'll enjoy it. Craig from the chat room is wanting me to dial this number. I'm probably going to regret this, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm not taking requests for prank calls, so don't take this as me taking requests, but I'm going to dial this number in the 898-989 area code. And I'm going to talk to his sister-in-law, who is working at the same chain of video store that I've been calling tonight. Her name is Crystal, as in Crystal.
Hi, thank you for calling Family Video, where we are raising $1 million for lymphoma. This is Crystal. Could you please hold?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for holding. This is Cameron. How can I help you?
I actually need to talk to Crystal. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm calling from the corporate office. My name is Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, and it seems like we've had a couple complaints tonight from customers about you saying that you've been smoking weed outside the store on your break.
What?
And we just needed to find out if this is true, and if it is, you know, ask you to please stop.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not here to, you know, I'm not here to judge, you know, what you do in your spare time, but we definitely can't have you smoking marijuana during working hours.
I never smoked weed outside the store. I smoke cigarettes.
Oh, no.
I sit in my car and smoke cigarettes, but I don't smoke weed outside the store.
Oh, no, they're saying it was definitely weed, without a doubt weed. But it's fine, you know, we're pretty open to that sort of thing here. Just if you could not do it during working hours and not around the store, that'd be great. Maybe
okay.
Go in the restroom to do that, or
what? Did you say go into the restroom and do that?
Or just do something where the customers don't see you, because we can't have
you're telling me not to smoke it outside the store, but you're telling me to come into the store and smoke weed.
Well, just we don't want the customers seeing that sort of thing. It's kind of important that they don't see.
If I was gonna smoke weed, I would smoke it at home. I wouldn't do it at work.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. That's fine if you do it at home. And just, like, try not to do it during working hours or before working hours. Because we had two different complaints from two different customers.
Hold on one moment, okay?
Sure.
Are you sure it was me?
Oh, yeah, they said Crystal.
Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Somebody is seriously messing with me. They said it's a corporate office.
I'm not messing with you, ma'am.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, I'm not messing with you, ma'am. I'm calling from the corporate office in Illinois. I'm just trying to respond to a complaint that we received, and I'm sorry to bother you and everything, and, you know, I'm not trying to cause trouble or anything. I just want to ask you not to smoke weed outside the store anymore.
Okay, but I never have, so
okay,
that shouldn't be a problem.
It's two customers against your word, so It's fine. You don't have to lie to me or anything. Just please, please don't do it anymore, okay?
I'm not lying, so...
Okay. Okay.
I just don't understand, and it, no, I was smoking a cigarette out in my car, and unless they were standing next to me smoking it, then I don't know how they would know what I was smoking in my car anyway.
I understand that, you know, like marijuana makes you sort of paranoid and maybe prone to, you know, not being truthful, but just please don't do it anymore, okay?
I'm not being truthful now?
Well, I'm just saying that marijuana is known for, you know, making you... Maybe making you not be completely honest with me.
Okay, I'm going to just say, yep, I won't do that no more, and maybe I won't come back to work again tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever you need to do, but I'm just letting you know that please don't smoke marijuana while you're, you know, on shift, please.
Okay, yeah, I never have, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Well, I don't believe that, but thank you very much for...
Thank you.
Uh-huh, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, no. I don't know what to do. Craig, okay, first of all, Craig... that submitted this to me. I am sorry I used the name Craig. Craig is a common name that I use when I pretend to be from somewhere. I say Craig. I don't know why, but I say the name Craig. So I wasn't trying to get you in trouble, Craig, but I said my name is Craig from the corporate office. I'm very sorry. Stupid me. Stupid me. Sorry, Craig. So if that is your real name, Craig, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't get you in trouble. But, Craig, should I call her back and let her know that I'm just fucking with her? Let me know in a private message, please, and I will call her back and set things straight with her. New news like RBCP creating unemployment. I hope she doesn't quit her job because of me. So I'm really bad at note-taking tonight, and I may have called this person already, so let's find out. I don't think I did, but maybe I did. Fart Sucker the Third in Pound Madhouse. He wants to know if there's any way to listen to the show on smartphones. Yes, there is a way to listen to the show on smartphones. If you're on an iPhone, you should download an app called TuneMark. I'll get into this after this stops ringing.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Mike?
Who's this?
Hi. I'm calling from the video store. You rented a couple movies from us tonight.
And who are you?
My name is Craig. Not the Craig from IRC, but I'm Craig. Are you going to be a jerk? I'm sorry, what?
You're Craig who? What's your last name, Craig?
Why do you need to know that?
Well, you're calling me from the video store. Why would you not tell me that?
Well, why are you being a jerk? Don't be such a jerk about it.
What's this all about, Craig?
Why are you being so mean to me? I'm just trying to do my job here.
Yes, that's why.
I'm sorry, what?
Because apparently you're a fag and you're sensitive.
Yeah, I'm sensitive. Please.
Are you gonna start crying, Craig?
Yes, I am. I'm definitely gonna start crying.
Do you have a gun?
No, I don't have a gun. But if I did, it would not be pretty tonight.
Oh, well, I feel so bad for you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you again. I meant to call the next person on my list because I have a lot of people here to call. A lot of motherfuckers, the customers. They're just causing problems for us tonight.
So yeah, I think the officer is getting called there, Mr. Craig.
I'm sorry, so what?
What are you up to here, buddy?
Wait, you're an officer? Did you know impersonating a police officer is illegal?
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
How would you know?
Because I've done it before, and I've gotten thrown in jail for it.
Oh, really? Where'd you go to jail?
So you did rent Lincoln and This Is 40 then?
No, I didn't, actually. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you rented Lincoln and This Is 40 from the video store tonight.
No, I didn't.
I'm looking in the computer right here. Mike Wyman, right?
No.
Oh, you're not Mike now, because you said you were Mike a minute ago.
Who are you?
You said you were Mike. Now you're not Mike? I already told you who I was.
Who are you?
I'm not going to tell you my name again.
Is all you are.
I already gave you my name. But you're Mike Wyman, right?
Yeah, but you won't
give me my. You want me to give you the last name? How come, Craig? What are you afraid?
You're Mike Wyman, who is also a police officer, or are you just impersonating a police officer?
Who are you?
Or were you just pretending to be Mike Wyman, and you actually are a police officer?
Oh, I don't know. You might want to figure it out. You're the detective.
Could you ask Mike Wyman which movies he rented? Because I think he rented Lincoln.
Well, I wouldn't know. Who is Mike Wyman?
Okay,
who are you,
listen, I'm going to give you some spoilers for Lincoln. I'm going to tell you how it ends.
Okay, you tell me.
Guess what? He gets shot in the head at the theater.
Wow. Man, thanks for spoiling the surprise there.
I'm sorry. We'll give you a credit for a free movie since I told you that.
Oh, hey, I really appreciate it there, Craig.
Oh, no problem. You know, we're all about the customer here. We're about making things right.
Yeah, it's I can tell.
Okay. All right. Well, goodbye then. I'm hanging up. But goodbye,
okay, well,
goodbye,
you,
Officer Wyman. Officer Mike Wyman. Craig just messaged me on IRC. He's like, haha, it's cool. You can call if you want. She's stoned right now. And he says he's deployed overseas and she won't think it's him. So I guess his name is Craig, but she didn't pick up on that. Sloth says I spoiled Lincoln for him. I'm sorry, Sloth. I actually haven't seen Lincoln. I'm just assuming maybe that's what happens at the end. I still need to see Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Yeah, I guess I had talked to him already, though, so let me mark him off my list here. Forty-five minutes until Brent Westwood, the Brent Westwood show starts. Well, he said he's starting between 9 and 10, so he might start in 45 minutes. He might start in an hour and 45 minutes. We just don't know yet.
We can't come to the phone right now, so leave a message after the beep. Thanks.
This mailbox is unable to accept voicemail messages at this time. Please try again later. Goodbye.
That's weird. It gave me a message a second ago. Okay, Dark Stranger just gave me the Facebook, which she thinks is Mike. But there's no, oh shit. That can't be good. The picture in Mike Wyman's profile is him dressed as a police officer. Oops. Thanks, Dark Stranger.
We can't come to the phone right now, so leave a message after the beep. Thanks.
I'm tired of Technical Writer. It's got to change. Tonight on Precom, Brad Carter gets arrested. That's from Sloth. If anyone agrees with Sloth, type PSR into the chat room. PSR. Type that into Madhouse. Oh yeah, Fart Sucker the Third. How can I listen to the show? Give me 1 second.
Hello?
Hi, is this Caitlin?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, I'm calling from the video store. You rented some movies from us tonight.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like on your account we have written down that you haven't been rewinding your DVDs. And we just wanted to remind you, we normally charge a fee for when the DVDs aren't rewound. So if you could just make sure you do that from now on, that we would really appreciate that, because we don't want to start charging fees. We hate to do that.
For rewinding DVDs?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you mean by that?
Just you know, before you return it, the whole Be Kind Rewind thing, we need you to make sure that you do that before you bring it back to the store.
like a VHS kind of thing? Is that, I mean,
oh, no,
really?
We don't have VHS here, ma'am.
No, I get it, but on DVDs, I mean, you're joking, right?
Oh, no, of course not. Don't joke. I'm just saying, like whenever there's more than three strikes on someone's account, we just like to remind them. And I guess she didn't remind you when she checked you out of the store. But we just need you to definitely remember to rewind your DVD next time before you bring it back. Your DVD.
We need to rewind our DVDs.
Yes. So if you could do that, I would really appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Enjoy the House of 1,000 Corpses and all that. She hung up. I like that. She knew it was a joke, and she just hung up. She didn't freak out about it. She's a cool person. I like her. Craig says this is not a laughing matter. Okay, I completely forgot about this earlier. What's his face? Says he wants to know how to listen on his phone. And I don't remember how to listen on an Android. I think is what I did on the Android is I downloaded Winamp, and Winamp worked as a listener for streams and stuff. So you should go to your web browser on your Android phone. Hold on. Yeah, go to your browser on your Winamp phone. Not that you can hear this anyway. I mean, I guess you're listening through a normal computer. But yeah, go to your browser. Go to the phonelosers.org website and look in the left sidebar, if there is a left sidebar in the Android browser. And there's a Winamp icon right underneath the Flash player. And you could just click on the Flash player in Android if you have Flash enabled. But yeah, go underneath the Flash player, there's several icons for like Windows Media and Real Audio. For some reason that still exists. But the first one is it's like a brownish lightning bolt logo thing. That's for Winamp. Click on that after you install Winamp and it'll play the stream in Winamp. If you're on iPhone, wait, no, I have an idea. Hold on. Let me go to the website real quick. You should be able to figure this shit out yourself. God damn it. Okay, left sidebar. You should go to... it's available on Stitcher. Wait, no, Stitcher's no good. Wait, no, those icons... are, okay, forget I even said that. Forget that I thought I had an idea there for a second. Because all these new things I put on the site are just for archives. It's not for the live show. But anyway, yeah, click on the lightning bolt icon in the left sidebar on phonelosers.org after you install Winamp. If you're on iPhone, you should install a program called TuneMark. And TuneMark will... you just go there and search for the word pranks. I'm sure you can do that on Winamp, too. Just search for the word pranks. And all the amazing prank shows will come up, such as Madhouse... and PSR, which you should type into the channel right now. PSR, if you're enjoying the show. PSR. Type that into the chat room, please. Just to let me know that you're enjoying. Hey, Mr. Fun just got booted. Mr. Fun E, he just got booted. I don't understand. Oh, that's the best. Okay, let me delete Caitlin. Chelsea. That's who I'm going to call next. Chelsea Nielsen. She I was going to say downloaded. She rented the campaign.
Hello.
Hi, is Chelsea there?
Who, please?
Chelsea.
I think you're the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't the Nielsen Montgomery residence?
Yes, this is.
Oh, there's no Chelsea there? I'm calling from the video store. She rented a video here tonight.
Uh, I'm what video store is this?
The one that you rented the campaign from?
The campaign. That must be my daughter.
Ugh. Well, I was just calling to let you know she had a bunch of... Is this your account or is this her account?
Well, I don't know who Chelsea is.
Am I just pronouncing it wrong?
Are you talking about Chile?
Oh, maybe that's it. Chile. I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. I don't mean to do that. I didn't understand how to pronounce it.
So what's the question? She didn't rent anything today.
Oh, no. She rented the campaign today from our store.
That must be my daughter that did that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Great. So is there a way I could contact her? She had a bunch of other videos here that were still checked out that she never returned.
She's not here tonight.
Okay.
She's out with some friends.
I see. They must be out watching the campaign. Do you know, are these your videos that you rented, these other ones? Are you guys all on the same account, or are these just hers?
No, it's probably all on the same account.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know anything about these videos? That's Chitty Chitty Gang Bang. And
no.
Driving Miss Daisy Crazy, Ed's Wood, Ferris Bueller's Jerk Off. There's eight different titles here that hasn't been returned yet, and they're from a couple months ago.
Really?
Yes. Going for Sloppy Seconds is one of the titles.
Well, I'll talk to you about it.
It looks like... Well, are these yours or are they hers?
No, and you don't have those movies there.
We definitely do, yes. These are checked out and we haven't received them yet. Star Shit Poopers?
No, you don't have those movies.
Tango and Snatch? I don't think you know our entire inventory by memory. So, yes, we definitely do have these. I show them in the computer here and they haven't been returned.
No. They're from... Tell you what, I'll go in and talk to them tomorrow.
Well, I'm just trying to find out, are these yours or hers? Should we... We just need to get these back soon because the late fees are getting kind of piling up.
I'll go in tomorrow and straighten it out. I'm not going to talk to you anymore tonight.
Do you have Throbin Hood? Throbin Hood, is that one that you rented or her? Oh, no. Oh, no. I hold on, let me call him back. I typed in the search term on Google, funny porn titles. Hold on, let me try this again. No answer.
Sorry, we can't answer the phone. Please leave a message. Thank you.
Let me try again. Busy now. Maybe Blockbuster should rent those titles and they wouldn't be going out of business.
Sorry, we can't answer the phone. Please leave a message. Thank you.
Oh, hello. I'm calling from the video store again. I wasn't sure if, I only got through half the list. We have this other one here. It's called White Men Can't Hump. The Royal Tenderbums. The Pelican Queef. The Man Who Blew Too Much. The Loin King. And the Little Sperm Aid. We need to get all of those back soon, please, because you get charged daily for the late fees on those. So if you could please find out about those, if you have them or if anyone in your family has them, please get those back to us ASAP. Thank you, and enjoy your movies that you rented tonight. Goodbye. Tristan says, men in black who like to have sex with each other. I've heard that from a movie. What's that from? I completely forget. Let's take a break. It'll be fun. It'll be the greatest break ever. They scattered his ashes.
ashes across the ocean. The water was used to make baby lotion. The wheels of promotion were set into motion. But the sun still shines in the summertime. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I tried to change, but I changed my mind. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine.
Breaking news. Breaking news, everyone. Katie Kay is still not on the air tonight. So you are listening to the correct station. Yeah, I completely forgot to mention this, but Madhouse isn't on tonight because Carlito's moved it to Sundays. I forgot to mention that at 7 when I started. So if you're wondering why Madhouse isn't on right now, it's because Madhouse is tomorrow night. I assume at the same time at 7 o'clock, 10 p.m. Eastern. So be listening tomorrow night. Forgot about that. The Brent Westwood Show should be starting in about 25 minutes, hopefully, because I don't want to do any more than 25 minutes. Tux wants to know what song this is. That was, it's called Quad Jacks. It's the Wonka remix. It's a pretty awesome remix. I'm going to call that family video store that Crystal worked at, and I'm going to try something here. It's probably, I don't know. I wonder if I could get numbers from her.
Thank you for calling Family Video, where we are raising $1 million for lymphoma. This is Crystal. Could you please hold?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Crystal. You heard me, Tux. I already told you what it was. God damn it, Crystal. Come on. Well, at least Crystal didn't walk out in the middle of her shift because she was so pissed. That's good. That's a good sign. Alright, I'm gonna give up on Crystal. I'm gonna fire that bitch for smoking so much marijuana on her shift.
Sloth says she probably went outside to get blazed so she could calm down for this call. Crystal gets another demerit. I'm just going to leave Crystal on while I call other customers. All right, what should I say, people? I got a couple ideas. One from Serg says, oh, that they're jacking off on the DVD. Brent Westwood, if you are able to do your show on time tonight at 9 o'clock, your time, I'll have some customer numbers here for you. So that's incentive to start at 9 o'clock, which is in.
好，这是郝约翰郝助理的家，请留言. Hello, this is the Halberg resident. Please leave a message.
Whoa, there was no ringing or anything. That just kind of started. Now it's busy. I guess that was a real answering machine, which is weird. People that use video rental stores still appear to have answering machines in their homes. Okay, let me put a note on that one. Next. I still have like 10 numbers for these this chain of video stores. Oh, and Crystal just hung up on me. I think she may have been listening that whole time. Crystal is so sneaky.
Extension 3. 5-5-4 is not available.
That's weird. That's the last four digits of her phone number. What kind of system would say that?
Extension 3-5-5-4.
Okay, we're going to look this up on tnid.us to see what kind of service says that. It says it's Fidelity Communication Services, which is a CLEC in Missouri. Weird. I don't know. Is that the cable company there or something? Next. So if any of you are looking to buy a mobile phone, Blockbuster appears to be the place to go. Sloth keeps telling me that they're selling mobile phones at Blockbuster now.
Hello?
Hello, is this Amber?
Yes.
Oh, hello, I'm calling from the video store. You rented some videos from us today?
What's that?
You rented some videos from us today at the video store?
Yes.
And it seems like we had a problem that the last video you returned had a bunch of residue in it. So I guess they forgot to ask you when you checked it out today, but if you could please try not to let any of your residue get into the case next time, we'd appreciate that.
I didn't know that anything got into it.
Yeah, apparently quite a bit of marijuana was found inside of the DVD case, like underneath the DVD and all around it.
I think you have the wrong person, because the one we had didn't, we don't have that in our house.
Oh no, it's definitely you, because I'm the one that checked it in last time, and it was all over inside the case. Lots of marijuana, like almost an entire joint's worth of marijuana in there. In fact, I took it home. But yeah, we just can't have that in case, you know, somebody else rents it and we didn't spot it.
What was the movie?
Oh, I don't remember from last time.
Yeah, I think you have the wrong number.
No, it was definitely you. It's okay, you don't have to deny it or anything. You're not in trouble. I'm just asking if you could please...
That's not in our house.
...not leave a bunch of marijuana inside your DVDs when you return them next time. That'd be great.
Where do you look?
At Family Video.
Okay, so who's your manager?
Roy.
Who?
Roy.
Roy?
Yep, Roy.
So next time I go in there and ask to talk to Roy, what's your name?
My name is Craig.
Craig, okay. Yeah. This house does not have marijuana in it.
Oh, you don't have to try and convince me of anything. You're not in trouble or anything. I'm not calling the cops on you. I'm just saying, please don't leave a bunch of marijuana inside your DVD cases when you return them.
There is marijuana in this house.
Okay. That's fine.
Said
good.
He works at Family Video, saying that the last movie we returned.
I'm sorry, what? Hello. I can't hear you. It's like you took the phone away from your mouth there.
Yeah, I was talking to my husband.
Oh, you forgot to tell me that you're talking to someone else and not me. That's really rude. Okay, so that's it. That was... Oh, she hung up. Thanks, Hackery21. He says, thanks for using my idea. I assume it's him that messaged that to me. Antimatter says, I should have asked her if she was high. Let me call her right back.
Hello.
Oh, hello. It seems I'm calling from the video store. I guess Amber was just so high that she accidentally hung up on me. But, yeah, I just wanted to tell her to please, just remember that about the videos next time. And that's all I needed then. So thank you very much. And have a nice night. Enjoy your movie. He hung up. I thought he'd yell at me, but I guess not. Sloth says she's doing Xanax like Death Fox. We don't have marijuana in the house. That's because she has Xanax. Fucking Amber. Anyone named Amber is a drug user. I promise you that. Anyone listening whose name is Amber, I'm sorry that I said that. But it's true. You're a drug addict and you need to get help. Antimatter says you can't piss off a stoner. I guess that's true. This is like when we call all those pizza people. You know, they just don't get pissed off because everyone that orders
Hello?
Home... Oh, hi. Is this... I'm calling for Scott. I'm calling from the video store.
Just a second.
Okay. Quick, what do I say to Scott?
Hello?
Oh, hello, is this Scott?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Scott?
Hello? Who is this?
I can barely hear you.
Okay, let me go upstairs where I have better reception.
Well, it's not the reception. It's just that you're talking into the wrong end of the phone. You have to talk into the mouth, the mouthpiece. Like, it's upside...
What's going on?
It's upside down, I think.
Anyways, what's up?
I still can't hear you. Can you maybe just speak a little bit louder?
I'm doing just fine.
Nope, you're definitely not, because I can't hear you.
Who is this?
I'm calling from the video store. You rented some videos from us tonight.
Yes.
And it seems like the last time you rented a video, you rented a DVD, and you returned a VHS tape inside of the DVD case. And we can't have that, so definitely don't want you to do that again.
Okay, I didn't do that at all.
this?
Yeah, it's like a DVD, a VHS, a videotape was in place of the DVD inside the case.
No, that wouldn't have happened because I don't even rent videotapes at all anymore.
Right. You didn't rent the videotape. You rented a DVD from us, and we rented you a DVD. We gave you a DVD, and you brought back a VHS tape inside the DVD case. I mean, we're not stupid. I mean, this happens occasionally, and it's pretty obvious. You're just trying to upgrade your collection from VHS to DVD. We need you to not do that anymore.
Do not call this house again.
I'm sorry, what?
Do not call this house again.
Can you speak up when you say that? Because I can barely hear you.
Do not call this house
again. Oh, there you go. Now you know how to use a phone. I feel like I've accomplished something. I've helped you to learn how to use
a
phone.
Call again, you're going to get in a lot of trouble.
Really? I'm going to get in trouble? Because you're doing business with us, and you're defrauding our company. Did he say to call him back? Scott, are you still there? Scott, hello? Scott! All right, calling back.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Scott. I'm calling back. Am I in a lot of trouble now?
I'm going to get the police on the phone when I'm busy. Keep this up.
You're going to get the what? I'm sorry, you need to speak up. Like, what kind of phone do you have? Do you have, like, a Cricket?
You understand me?
Oh, it's getting a little bit better. I can hear you a little bit better when you scream. Can you just scream at me a lot? I'll definitely be able to understand you then. Scott, hello? Scott, your Metro PCS phone isn't picking you up now. I think it just dropped your call. Okay, he hung up. Let's try one more time. I want to get in a lot of trouble tonight. I want to have the Wisconsin police come after me. They're going to drive to my house tonight. I'm not going to sleep good tonight, knowing that they're on their way. 7 minutes till Brent Westwood, hopefully. Hey, Brent Westwood, if you're listening, let me know when you're about to go on the air, and I can release the stream for you and announce that you're going to be on the air. I mean, it's up to you. You can just take it if you want, but just an idea. So I guess his Boost Mobile doesn't have voicemail. Ah, Scott. Let's see what kind of carrier Scott has. This portion of the show is sponsored by TNID.us. He's using Sprint, Embark. Sprint, it's a landline. So that means he hasn't hit the button to shut off the ringer. He's just listening to it ring and being really pissed off because it's his home phone and he probably can't shut it off because there's several inside the house. He's going from room to room, yanking the phones out of the walls right now. I'm just going to let it ring forever. It'll be hilarious. It really is weird. There's a large number of people that have home phones that rent videos from the video store. Meow.
Scott!
Scott. Science. Mark, I have not received chopsticks that you sent me in the mail yet. When did you send them? I'm sure those will come in really useful. I actually do eat rice, so if you send me chopsticks, I will use them to eat rice. I have rice at least once a week, but I use a fork. So send me chopsticks and I will eat them with chopsticks. Which... Man, that's been a long time since I've done that. Because it's dumb. Why use chopsticks if you have a fork, right? Okay, fine. Scott wins. Who the hell doesn't have an answering machine in their home? Get with the times, Scott. Everyone has an answering machine now on their home phone line. God.
Sprint voicemail box of...
Hey, I'll leave a message and I might call you back.
Sorry, that mailbox is full.
Her mailbox is full and she doesn't know how to record her prompts. So I guess Brent Westwood is going to start now. If you've enjoyed this show, please type the letters PSR into the chat room. Into Pound Madhouse, type PSR.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
PSR. Type it in the chat room if you're enjoying the show tonight. You will be rewarded with IRC gold. And it'll be awesome. Brent Westwood should be starting his show in 2 minutes exactly. Looks like Dirty Aaron's not on IRC yet, though. I mean, on Skype. He's not on Skype, so...
Sprint voicemail box of...
So I don't know. Maybe he's going to be a little bit late tonight. I guess he's not going to get to use my leftover video stores, because I have quite a few here. On this one location I haven't started at yet. Here's the second to last location. They only gave me one number, because the girl gave me a number, and then she decided that, or some other guy came in, she was really busy, so she handed the phone to him. And then he didn't believe me. He thought I was really suspicious. He actually told me I sounded shady. And I'm like, I'm sorry that I sound...
You know what to do.
I'm like, I'm sorry I sound shady to you, sir, but I'm really calling from the corporate office. And he wouldn't believe it. He didn't give me any more numbers. So he is an awesome guy.
It's me. You know what to do.
And he is the only person tonight that didn't give me numbers. Everyone else that... Like Blockbuster, I had tons of problems with Blockbuster. They wouldn't give me shit tonight, but this other video store, they every single location gave me numbers. Like, every single one. Even this one gave me one number. Until that guy got on the phone. Brandfrog wants me to name my show the Blue Balls Show. I'm not sure why. I'm going to play a song or two, I guess, and eat some chips, because chips are delicious. And if Brent Westwood hasn't taken over, I will do a few more calls on this last location here, where I have seven or eight numbers. Seven numbers. So I'll be back in a minute.
Let go of everything you fear to lose.
Back calls from a Wilhelm scream. Screaming like you found out she was only 16.
Red wine.
Hey, everyone. It's RBCP. We're waiting for the Brent Westwood show to start. It's supposed to start, I don't know, like 11 minutes ago. Well, he said it would start between 9 and 10. So basically, we still have 50 minutes. So he's not late exactly. He said it would be between 9 and 10. So we have some time left. I kind of want to hold off on my my last video store calls, because I want to I want to save those for Brent. I want to give them to Brent if he wants them. I don't even know if he wants them. I haven't talked to him. I never talked to him. But we'll see if he wants them. Sloss says I went through puberty during that music break. I don't know why he says that. I'm very confused about that.
Hello, sir. I'm Malcolm.
Hello, this is Paul from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes.
I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there and I can speak with?
Uh-huh.
That'd be great. It's just for a survey. They get a free cigarettes.
Free cigarettes?
Oh, free Slurpee. Free Slurpee or soft drink for doing the survey. Do you have a... Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Do you have a customer there?
Need a customer.
Okay, was not an appropriate response.
Need a customer.
Hello? Hello, I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven! Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Okay.
I need to do a survey with you, and you'll get free cigarettes.
Okay.
How would you rate your experience there today? From 1 to 10?
3. 10.
10?
Ten.
Holy fucking shit. That's a huge fucking rating.
Say that again?
That's a huge fucking rating.
Yes.
How clean is that store from 1 to 10?
Looks pretty clean. 10.
10, okay.
Dirt.
Holy fucking shit.
Entertaining.
How honest is your employee from 1 to 10?
Seems pretty honest, so we'll give him a 10.
Yay, a 10! Woohoo! Okay, you win the free soft drink.
The what?
The free soft drink or Slurpee or cigarettes.
I'll take cigarettes.
Okay, you win cigarettes. So pass me to the clerk. I'll get you free cigarettes.
Okay. As soon as he comes back.
Okay. Okay, honey, baby.
Alright, hold on. Here you go.
I'm gonna get you a carton of cigarettes because you sound so cute.
He says pass back to you. Hello?
Oh, hello. The survey is finished. I'm calling from the corporate office. The survey's finished, and she finished the survey, so she gets a free pack of cigarettes or a soft drink.
Okay.
And save your receipt for the cigarettes, mm-hmm. Like ring them up separately, and she gets the free cigarettes. She said she would prefer to take the cigarettes.
Okay.
Okay, so she gets a free pack of cigarettes.
Okay.
Any cigarette she likes, and then we'll just save the receipt and write free cigarettes on them.
Okay, sir.
Or Rolling Rock, whatever.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much for participating in the corporate office survey with 7-Eleven.
Okay, sir.
And have a nice night, and enjoy the rest of your shift.
Me too, sir.
Okay, me too. I'll enjoy the rest of my shift. I forgot to give a reference number. I'm sorry, antimatter. Polk just says she was reading NotLA.com about how I went on a trip to Kurt Cobain's house. Yes, Polkja, I went to Kurt Cobain's house. I also went to, what's that guy from Nirvana? Whatever his name is. We went to his house, me and Dammy. And we saw some hot chick, like, walk across the lawn and get into a really nice car and drive off. So I don't know if that guy... Is it David Grohl? Maybe. I get all those people confused. I'm not really a huge Nirvana fan or... Eddie Vedder! Eddie Vedder, not David Grohl. Yeah. We went to his house and saw some girl in the yard. I wonder if that lady got free cigarettes. Man, I like swallowed Tostitos wrong or something. I keep coughing for the past 5 minutes. Let's call another 7-Eleven and see what happens. Actually, most of the hits to my homepage comes from people searching for Eddie Vedder. Just because I made that one Eddie Vedder post, I don't know why. But I get more hits from Eddie Vedder searches on Google than I do.
Hello, 7-Eleven.
Hello, this is Greg from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. Let me turn up my pitch one notch.
Okay.
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Yes.
Do you have any customers there I could speak with to do a survey with them?
No.
There's no customers in there right now?
No.
There's no customers out in the parking lot about to come in?
No.
There's no customers driving down the street getting ready to pull into the parking lot?
No.
Are there any customers around the corner getting ready to turn the corner and walk into the parking lot?
No.
He's gone. Okay, so I'm using Sam Broadcaster, and I don't know what I sound like right now. To me, I sound completely normal, but I'm using the pitch thingy that makes my voice lower. Oh, that's weird. Why did the music stop? Oh, the music would be all fucked up too, so I guess I shouldn't play the music. Maybe. No, the music wouldn't be fucked up. I'm reading the chat room. So yeah, I turned it up a notch, so maybe I don't sound as much like Satan. Oh, that's why the music wasn't playing, because the 7-Eleven guy, for some reason, it didn't show him hanging up. Okay, their number is busy now, so I'm going to call the next one on the list. So I looked at the entire United States with Google Maps, maps.google.com, and it shows, like, you know, I searched for 7-Eleven in the entire United States, and the very first one to come up is Dallas, Texas. And that's the one that the lady got free cigarettes, if it worked. But number three on the list, number one didn't answer. It was in Manhattan. Number two is Dallas. Number three is Washington, D.C. I don't know why it picks these. Maybe it's based on population. But I'm going to call Washington, D.C. 7-Eleven now. There's a Google review. It's like they're really pissed off. They're like, they wanted to charge me 5 cents for a bag to put my groceries in. What? I love Google reviews. People, first world problems, you know? I'm still coughing from something I swallowed wrong. Hello? Looks like I still have the stream, so Brent Westwood has not taken it. He has 39 minutes to take the stream. If he doesn't take the stream, I have Brent Westwood's home phone number. We're gonna harass him at home if he doesn't take a stream and do the show tonight. Take the stream and do a show tonight. Number four on the 7-Eleven list for the entire United States is San Francisco, California. It's free Slurpee Day on Google Reviews. They had friendly workers and a helpful staff. There was a coffee machine that was broken. I have to click on it to see the rest of that review. Polkda in the chat room on Pound Madhouse is making fun of my ability to swallow things. I I can't wait to edit this later and hear what I sound like, because I have no idea. This next one is in Washington, D.C. This is number 5. Yep. Brent.
Hello? Can I see your window?
Oh, hi. I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
What do you say, sir?
I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
No. Call up.
I'm calling from the corporate office. Do you believe me?
I'm busy right now. I'll call back, please.
No, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Okay.
Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
No.
There's no customers in there?
No.
Then how could you be busy if there's no customers? Oh, really? Really? You're gonna hang up on me, motherfucker. I sound like Satan from South Park. I sound like Satan from South Park. Axpa says I sound like a tranny. I sound like a tranny. Goddamn foreigners. Okay, I've got my pitch set to -3 right now. Maybe I'll try -2. Okay, now I'm at -2. he just picked up and hung up on me. What a motherfucker. Kemp says I sound like Calibus from the original Clash of the Titans. I've never seen Clash of the Titans, so I don't know what that guy sounds like. Brandfrog says I sound like Satan from the Touchstone Terrorists. I love the Touchstone Terrorists, but I don't know. I don't remember a prank where they played Satan. He hung up on me again! Antimatter is clearly a homosexual. He wants to know how deep it goes. Hold on one second and I'll show you, Antimatter. I'll show you, Antimatter, if you know what I mean. Hello, are you there? Alright, maybe that was my fault because I had the music playing. Okay. Antimatter. Okay, currently I'm at -2 on the pitch. This is -3. -3 on the pitch. I think I'm too loud. I need to back off of the mic. Okay, this is -4 on the pitch. -5 on the pitch. Hello. -6 on the pitch. -7 on the pitch. -8 on the pitch. -9 on the pitch. -10 on the pitch. -11 on the pitch. Antimatter, is this turning you on? -12 on the pitch. And this is as low as it will go. Hello, Antimatter. This is -12 on the pitch.
This is plus 12 on the pitch. I hope that sounds awesome.
So I'm going to go back to -2, and I'm going to call the next 7-Eleven on the list, which is in Los Angeles, which I think means it probably is based on population, or maybe reviews or something, I don't know. But let's call. Tristan says he's tripping. Sloth says I'm doing nitrous. Craig says it's a hell of a drug. Brandfrog says I sound like a witness on 2020.
I am the virus. So cold.
Hello, we are not available now.
Alright, 7-Eleven in Los Angeles does not answer. Maybe I need to pick a city, because Yeah, I don't know. This next one's in Illinois, and it's, well, it's 11:30 in Illinois. They should answer, I would think. I know I'm not as awesome as Laugh Track Matt when I do that.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this 7-Eleven?
Wrong number.
You're not 7-Eleven? That was 7-Eleven. I could tell by the background noise. Wrong number. Whatever. See, right there, that is proof that I was not lying. I mean, you know, that he was lying, is what I mean. Because the fax machine picked up after four rings. That's 7-Eleven. Nobody in the entire country has...
Hello?
7-11. Hi, you are 7-Eleven, correct?
Yes, 7-Eleven.
Oh, because when I asked you before if you were 7-Eleven, you said no.
Sorry?
You said no when I asked, are you 7-Eleven?
I did not receive any call. Just now I received, I'm with the customer. Yes, one moment. Yes, sir?
Hello, sir? Hello,
yes,
sir?
Yes, sir? How can
I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Sorry?
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey, and after that I'm going to write you up. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah, I'm with the customer, sir. You tell me. It's fine.
Okay, yeah, I just need to talk to the customer.
Just hold a minute, sir. 1 minute.
Okay. At least he's being honest this time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, hi, I'm calling to talk to the customer for the weekly customer survey.
Yeah, tell me. What do you want?
Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
No, not the customer's not there.
Oh, it's too bad you didn't let me talk to him when I asked before.
Sorry?
Do you have a customer there? Is there a customer out in the outside that I could speak with?
You want to speak to the customer?
Yes, it's for a survey. I'm calling from the corporate office with Southland.
No, sir, we cannot. There's no more customer over here.
Oh, well, I'm calling from the corporate office, so I'll just sit here and wait for a customer.
No, because that you should come and talk to her. Because I cannot keep the holding on the phone because other phones will be coming, sir.
Well, I'm calling from Texas, so I can't come in there and talk to a customer. I'm calling to do the
survey. Yeah, you can come over here and talk to the customer, sir.
No, how could I come over there? I'm not anywhere near you. I'm calling from Texas. I'm not in Utah.
Oh, so Texas, right now, because no customer is there, I'm busy with the work, I have to go and do the other work over here.
No. You lied to me before. You told me you weren't even 7-Eleven. So I'm going to write you up.
Sorry?
I'm going to write you up. You're written up.
I did not catch you properly.
I'm going to write you up. I'm going to give you a demerit. You're going to lose one gold star. You're getting a
Sorry,
gold.
I did not catch you, sir. What?
You're losing a demerit. You're getting a demerit, and you're losing a gold star because you lied to me. You lied to your boss, to the corporate office.
I lied to you?
Yes, you lied to me. You said, no, this is not 7-Eleven. I'm calling from the corporate office.
So this is the first time I'm receiving the call now. This one, I just pick it up.
Nope. I remember your voice, and you said, no, I'm not 7-Eleven.
Because I'm getting some, from that time, sir, I'm getting wrong calls. That's why I just told 7-Eleven. This is not wrong number, I said.
You're getting what from the wrong calls?
Wrong calls, yeah. I'm getting some wrong calls and all.
No. I was the correct call. I was the right call.
No, I'm getting from that time, somebody is harassing me and that is giving wrong calls.
Oh, well, that's not me. I'm not harassing
you. No, I don't know. Sorry, I'm not telling you that you did and all, because from that time, that's why I said this is a wrong number, I said.
If you look at the signature on your paycheck, that's my signature. I sign your paychecks. I'm just calling.
Yeah, I understand. I'm sorry for that and all, because I'm telling you, from that time, for the past 1 hour, I'm not able to concentrate on the customers. I'm not able to put my sandwiches over there. They're just calling and then just using some bad language, everything and all.
Oh, no, I would
but
never...
But the same number, then I said wrong number. Because the customer was there, I said wrong number and kept the phone.
Oh,
I'm extremely sorry for that. I apologize.
A likely story. So is there a customer getting ready to come in? Like maybe one outside?
Sorry?
Just if you could set the phone down. And the next customer that comes in, I need to talk to the customer for a survey.
Oh, I'll just keep it over here. But when the customer comes, I'll give the customer to you.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds great. Okay. Yeah, just hand the customer the phone.
Keep on hold the phone?
Yes, yes, just I'll hold, and it'll just be a quick survey.
Yeah, okay, that's it. What's your good name, sir?
My name is Craig from the corporate office with 7-Eleven Southland Corporation in Texas.
Craig?
Yep, my name's Craig.
Can you spell that, sir, please? C-R-E-D?
No, C-R... C-R-A-I-G. Just like
the Craig.
Yeah, like the same Craig from IRC that had me talk to Crystal at Family I-I-G. Video. Yep, yep. So, yeah, I'll just talk to the next customer that comes in. I'll hold.
Okay. I'll just keep on hold. When the customer comes, I'll give you that.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I will not sign your paycheck this week. Put away your sandwiches, sir. Make sure they're facing right side up in chronological order so that the most recent ones won't be sold last. Alright, I hung up on him. I don't want to sit here and wait for him. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna quit doing this stupid,
voice changer thing, so I should act normal, hopefully. So, if you're listening right now and you're wondering where Madhouse is, Madhouse is switched to Sunday nights. So, be listening tomorrow at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, and you will hopefully hear Madhouse doing their show, doing his show, Carlito doing his show. It'll be the most amazing thing ever. There will be no Madhouse pre-show tomorrow because I've got other things to do on Sundays, like go to church. To repent for my sins for all these prank calls I'm making. Tonight is the Brent Westwood show. He's supposed to start within the next 20 minutes. I have these... I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to call all of the video store customers that didn't answer before. Because I really want to save these last six or seven for Brent if he wants them. Let me check Brent's status on. Nope, he's still not on Skype, so I don't know. I don't know where Dirty Aaron is. God damn it. I'm calling Michelle Liebarger.
Hello.
Hi, is this Michelle?
Yes.
Oh, hi, I'm calling from the video store. You rented some videos from us tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, did you watch The Odd Life of Timothy Green yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, because that's the one that I'm pretty sure was counterfeit. Like, this guy, he keeps renting videos from our store, and then he replaces them with fake videos. The video will be there still, but he splices in pornography into the middle, like just quick bursts of pornography into the scenes.
Okay.
Like, have you ever seen Fight Club, how Tyler Durden does that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, he splices in pornography. Only he does it to kids' movies. Like, people, like, little kids will be watching Snow White, and then they'll just see a big dick on the screen.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really embarrassed to be calling you about this, but he does that to our movies. And I think we know who it is now, but... Yeah, on The Odd Life of Timothy Green, if you look at it, it looks like a CDR, and it's like a photocopied cover on it. That one's counterfeit. So, I mean, if you don't mind a little bit of dick in your family movies, then it should be fine, because it'll basically be the same movie. But, yeah, I just wanted to apologize for that. We'll give you a credit for a free rental if there is, in fact, dick in your movie.
Okay.
But which one are you watching first? Are you watching Hope Springs?
I'm watching that now, yes.
Oh, Hope Springs. How is that? Do you like it?
I just started it.
Okay. I haven't watched it yet. I hardly know what it's about, but I was thinking about renting it tonight. Do you think I should watch that one sober, or should I get totally fucked up?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, I mean, like, how far into it are you? Would you suggest that I smoke a bowl before it, or should I just watch that one sober? Hello, Michelle? Hello, Michelle? Michelle just hung up. She was the very first one on my list that didn't answer. So that's cool. She answered. I'm going to call her back. Oh man, if any of you have spoilers for that movie, Hope Springs, please, please tell me the spoilers. Tell me the spoilers for Hope Springs, okay? Someone right now in IRC, in Pound Madhouse, please tell me the spoilers for Hope Springs, and then so I know that it's the spoilers.
You have reached 913.
So that I know that it's the spoilers, make sure you type in the letters PSR. Because S stands for spoilers. Come on, Wikipedia, somebody. No, I'm not going to tell her I'm outside of her house. I don't need her calling the cops on me. Come on. Come on, antimatter. But yeah, Hope Springs spoilers. Polkja, I can't go to a website right now. I mean, I guess I can. Oh, spoilers! Oh, this is great! TheMovieSpoiler.com. Oh, this is a lot of reading. If someone can read this link that Polkja just posted, and just tell me something that I could tell her within, like, one paragraph. Like, what can I do to completely give away the music? That would be great. I'm just going to leave her a message. Okay, Sloth, are you posting the thing that I should say on her voicemail? Because I know she's going to check the voicemail right away. Sloth, is that what I should say? Is that what I should say? Come on. Okay. I think we've got it with Branfrog and Tristan. Okay. Tristan, I think this might be it. I'll start with Tristan's, but I'll read all of these. Because you know she's going to pause the movie and listen to her voicemail.
You have reached 9132. I'm not able to come to my phone right now.
Oh, crap. God damn it.
I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
I didn't mean to let that go out of the air. Now I got to edit that out. Gosh darn it. Okay. Hi, Mrs. Lightburger. I'm calling from the video store again. You rented The Odd Life of Timothy Green and 50-50 and Contagion and Hope Springs. I need to tell you something about Hope Springs. Okay, on Hope Springs, this is very important. On Hope Springs, let's see, it says, Streep, the character Streep, forces Jones to examine the boredom of their sexless marriage. So what if they seem a bit odd, a bit old to be married, only 30 years? Steve Carroll gets the mostly stoic role of their therapist. Wait a minute. Does that make sense? I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me read what Polk just says. It says, Kay sits up as he sits down beside her and they tenderly embrace. And the lovemaking that follows is warm, natural, and quietly passionate. And the next morning, it's clear that the marriage is in a whole new place after all. And later that year, as Kay says she fantasized, they renew their wedding vows on a beach with Dr. Feld present, making promises. They make promises to be more understanding and considerate of each other. So that's how Hope Springs ends. That's the ending of Hope Springs. So I just wanted to let you know that I just gave you a bunch of spoilers for Hope Springs. So you may as well just turn it off. This is something we do because, you know, like a lot of people want to rent that movie and we don't have a lot of copies. So since I just spoiled it for you, if you could bring it back tonight, that would be great. Because we really need to get that back on the shelf so other people can rent it. So just remember that, you know, it all works out in the end, you know, between Kay and What's-His-Face. And they renew their wedding vows, and they promise to be more understanding and considerate. And, my coworker Polkja told me that about that. Also, Sloth, he's another coworker of mine. He says, back in Omaha, the old habits resume, and Kay offers to pet sit for a fellow employee and packs a bag to stay there, but it's a first step in permanent break with Arnold. So with Kay already in her bedroom, Arnold ascends the stairs to the bed and pauses at her door, but he doesn't knock. Can you believe that? He doesn't knock. Can you believe that, Michelle? That's so fucked up. He doesn't even knock. But both are shown in bed, trying to sleep, and it's Arnold who arises, if you know what I mean. And he puts on his bathrobe and enters his wife's bedroom. And Kay sits up as he sits down beside her. And they tenderly, weird, it just kind of ends there. Thanks for that, Sloth. Yeah, he says it sounds like a fucking awful movie. I haven't seen it personally myself. All I know is they renew their wedding vows on a beach with Dr. Feld present. And they make promises to be more understanding and considerate of each other. So that's how the movie ends. So, if you can bring it back early, that'd be great. I'll give you a, not a free rental, but maybe a discount on your next rental if you want to rent something else tonight. But that's a really popular movie, and we'd appreciate it if you could bring it back. So, thank you very much for doing business with us, and I hope you enjoy The Odd Life of Timothy Green, and you don't mind the extra scenes that have been spliced into it, Tyler Durden style. Really, that should make it more entertaining because, oh my god, what a fucking awful movie. You know what you should do? You should go to, there's this guy that does amazing reviews of movies, and he's called the Nostalgia Critic. So, this is the website you go to. Go to this website, please. I'm serious, Michelle. Michelle, go to thatguywiththeglasses.com, okay? That's the name of the website, thatguywiththeglasses.com. But his website's such a mess. It's really hard to find things. But find a search box on that site and search for The Odd Life of Timothy Green, or just type in Timothy Green, you know. And he does an amazing review of that movie, and that'll tell you everything you need to know. Like, even if you're gonna watch Timothy Green with the Tyler Durden's porn spliced in, you still should go to thatguywiththeglasses.com and watch his review of Timothy Green, because even if you love that movie, it's an amazing review, and you really need to watch it. So please do that, Michelle. Thank you for your business, and your machine just cut me off. 5 minutes is the limit on your voicemail messages. 50 Shades of Hope Springs, Sloss says. If you go to thatguywiththeglasses.com, and look for the Nostalgia Critic reviews. It's one of the most recent ones he did. It's really awesome. It's really, I've never seen Timothy Green, but I saw the review by Nostalgia Critic, and it's awesome. It's the best thing ever. So let me delete Michelle from my list here. Looks like I still have the stream, so, CDF wants me to say, that'd be great. Like from Office Space. I don't know if I can say that. Did you get the memo? Did you get the memo, Peter? Let me go to watch that right now. Ah, this is like a minute long. I can't watch all this. Could you come in on Sunday also? That'd be great. All right, let me call the next one on the list, which is an old one, like from the very top of the list. So what is this movie? It's called Lay the Favorite.
El sistema de mensajería de voz no puede procesar su llamada.
I may have misunderstood, but like several different people have rented this movie. It's called Lay the Favorite. That's what I thought it sounded like. I don't know if that's what it was, but what the hell is that? I've never heard of that movie.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box.
I'm going to try one more time. Mashu from the chat room. He wants me to call a bar and tell them that my underage daughter is currently in the bar. But the problem is that on a Saturday night, it's really hard to talk to anyone at a bar because it's so loud in there. Because, you know, music and people and everything. So I'm not going to call any bars tonight. This guy named Dick Store wants me to call that guy that said he was a cop earlier and tell him that he rented kiddie porn.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this James?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I'm calling from the video store. You rented Spartacus from us earlier?
Yes.
It turns out that one is actually, we accidentally gave you one that was counterfeit, the copy of Spartacus. Oh. Have you watched that one yet?
No, I haven't.
That season one? Have you watched any of those? You also rented Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
Have you watched that one?
The video game?
Oh, was that a video game or was that a movie?
It's a game.
Oh, that's weird. It says it's a movie in here. Because I know you got the Sonic game, but the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was also a game?
Yes.
Okay, do you have the Spartacus disc there with you? Because I'm trying to figure out if the serial number is the counterfeit one.
Yeah, let me get on here.
Okay, I'm sorry to call so late.
That's okay.
It seems like somehow they sent us counterfeit discs.
Got them. You want the number off the middle?
Oh, yeah, the number off the middle would be great.
It's 02090.
Oh, yep, that's 84. That's enough. The beginning numbers, that's the one that's definitely counterfeit.
Okay.
Can you break that in your hand right now? Because it's counterfeit. We need to break it.
Okay.
Can you bend it in half and break it?
Sure.
Because I'm sorry to do this to you. We'll give you I'll put it in the computer that you get a couple free rentals out of this.
Okay.
But this one is definitely, it's counterfeit and it needs to be destroyed. And if you could just return the broken halves to us, that'd be great.
Sure.
That'd be great. Did you break it yet then?
Not yet, no.
Okay, I could hold while you do that because the MPAA wants me to go ahead and make sure that's done immediately.
Okay.
Okay, I can hold. If I could just hear it, that'd be great.
Sure. I'm trying to snap it now. One second.
Okay. Just grab it from the edges. Try to stay away from the middle so it doesn't cut you.
There you go. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay.
I'm just a prank caller. I'm just a prank call. A prank caller, by the way.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. So
I broke a blank disc, by the way, so fuck off.
No, you didn't break a blank disc. You broke Spartacus. He's like, I broke a blank disc, by the way, fuck off. And he just hangs up immediately. So you know he's full of crap. He broke the real disc. if I could have done that without laughing, I would have asked them to read the parts of the serial numbers from each section, each end. Let me try and call him back. Oh, Catavus, Catvius, he says that made me crack up. Get it? Crack up? LOL, crack up?
Continue to call me, I will call the police.
Thank oh, really?
You. Have a good night.
You're not going to call the police already since I made you break your merchandise? Did you really want to watch that tonight, or have I ruined your night? Are you just going to play Mutant Ninja Turtles instead? Hello? He hung up. Tristan is telling me that Brent is here. Dirty Aaron. Let me check Skype. Yep, Dirty Aaron's on. So I think the stream is going to disappear in a second. Like, Dirty Aaron's going to take it from me. Dirty Aaron, if you'd like to message me, I can release the stream for you so you don't have to kill it. Sloss says, if anyone should call the cops, it should be me. God damn it. I don't know why. I'm not sure why. Heroes in a half shell. They're on a mission. When there's a battle, got the enemy wishing that they stayed at home instead of watching these Ninja Turtles with moves like lightning. They were once normal, but now they're mutants. Splinter is the teacher, so they are the students. Hold on, let me message Dirty Aaron. Oh, fuck that. I'm gonna play a song, and maybe Dirty Aaron will take the stream. I'm gonna go pee. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pee. Let's go to the beach!
I'm a science genius girl. I won the science fair. I wear a white lab coat. DNA strands in my hair. When I come, a human being. It all up, you hold my hand. When I come, a human being. It will be a member of my band.
By the way, so, I don't know, maybe Dirty Aaron's going to take over the stream right now, but Dirty Aaron, if the Brent Westwood show starts here in a second, then thanks for listening, everyone. It's been fun. I've had a good 3 hours with you guys. Holy crap, it's been 3 hours. I didn't think it'd been that long, but it's been 3 hours. It's been a fun show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Enjoy the Brent Westwood show. Everybody, visit BrentWestwood.com. Was that the right thing? Yeah, BrentWestwood.com. Visit that site, and you can listen to old pranks, you know, previous pranks that Brent Westwood and Tristan and Laugh Track Matt and whoever else is on that thingy does. It's fun. And also, Madhouse Live starts tomorrow on Sundays. So be listening tomorrow night around the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. blah, 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 blah. Eastern, yeah. Be listening. And I'm gonna lower my pitch 3 times for this ending, but yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Maybe I'll come back. I'm gonna go pee right now, though, and I'm gonna play a few songs So, yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
The parents speak to me. Microscopics in my hand. Times one, times two, times three.
In my world, a human being. You go on, you hold my hand.
Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Okay, I gotta take a... Okay, here. Craig. He just messaged me on IRC. And he told me that Crystal just made a post on her Facebook. And, like, her latest post, if I go to Crystal's website, she's the girl that works at the video store. She says, I got a call at work tonight that almost made me quit my job. Really messed up. And that's all she says, and there's no comments on it. It looks like she doesn't have a lot of friends because she doesn't have very many comments on any of her posts. I wonder if I should just say, like, I should call her up and say, hey, Crystal, I saw your Facebook post. Do you think I should do that? Should I do that, Craig? Am I going to get you in trouble, Craig, if I say something to Crystal about that? Because I'm dialing her number right now. Here goes. It's dialing. You better stop me, Craig. I'm going to just tell her who you are. I'm going to give her your info. Looking at her friends right now, I see that she has a friend named Craig, so I assume that's you. So I'm going to say, yeah, it's this guy. I'm just kidding, Craig. I wouldn't do that to you.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to call Blockbuster. Did I reach Blockbuster?
No, you didn't. You have the wrong number.
This is Blockbuster, right?
No.
Don't lie to me. You're lying to me. You're a big liar. Don't be such a liar.
Okay, I'm not lying to you. This is a residence number.
You're the biggest liar ever. I can't stand you because of how much lying you do. Okay, I just hung up. I hung up on her. She's right. I dialed the wrong number. I dialed the wrong area code. I was like a couple thousand miles off on the location of that area code. Okay, here it goes. I'm calling Crystal. Mark wants to know what software I'm using. I'm using SAM Broadcaster. I'm using SAM 2. It's a very old version of SAM Broadcaster. Because the new version, I don't have the crack for. Because I'm such a pirate. I'm the biggest pirate ever. Oh, Brent Westwood just confirmed for me that he is taking the stream. But now I'm ignoring him because, I'm trying to do this. Oh, they're probably closed because this is over on the Eastern time zone, possibly Central time zone. Damn it.
Brent Westwood is getting ready to take over. I just lowered my pitch, by the way, so I can go. Yep. Okay. So yeah, Brent Westwood is starting right now, any second now. He's talking to me, so he's getting ready to take over the stream. So stay tuned. Brent Westwood Show is on the way. It's been fun. Thanks everyone for listening, and I will see you next week or in 2 weeks or whenever I do the show again, which might be never. So bye everyone.
Hi everyone! Did I forget to mention that there's a new video on the Phone Losers Facebook? No, not Facebook. YouTube channel. There's a new video on the YouTube channel. So while you're waiting for Brent Westwood to start, you should go listen to the new video at youtube.com/PhoneLosersOfAmerica. What the fuck? Kemp from the Madhouse chat, he just called me shit. You know what, Kemp? You're shit. And if everyone enjoyed this show, please type PSR into the Madhouse chat room. Letters PSR. P like poop. S like shit. R like diarrhea. PSR. PPSR. PSR. Type PSR into the chat room to let me know that you like the show, and I'll know that you like the show then. But yeah, go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and you can hear the brand new prank call that I posted, which is actually, you know, 2 or 3 years old, but it's good stuff. It's like the very first customer thingy that we tricked a company out of. I don't know how to explain that in my current state. But okay, bye! Bye, everyone!
Oh crap. Hold on 1 second. Give me a second. Okay, listen. The Brent Westwood Show has started. If you're listening on the PLA stream, I am.
This isn't on the stream.
It's not working?
Huh?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Let me turn off fucking Brent for a second. Okay, you're listening to the PLA stream right now. Brent Westwood has taken over the Madhouse stream, so I am rebroadcasting the Madhouse stream onto the Phone Loser stream. So here you go. Enjoy his show. He's getting ready to start, and here it is. The Brent Westwood Show.
Westwood. What the hell are you talking about, you
bum? Bye, everyone. I guess I need to start playing old shit. Shut up, Baz. Fuck you, Baz. I hate you, Baz. You dick, Baz. Learn proper grammar, Dirty Aaron and IRC. I'm on the new Facebook group on Facebook. Someone posted this page from a Hardy Boys book with a phone number in it. From Dayton, Ohio. I recognize the exchange. I'm gonna call him, see what happens, and then I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna go to bed. Let's see what happens when I call this number. It's probably disconnected or something. But it says, for a good old-fashioned conversation, call. And it has this 419 phone number. What's Baz talking about?
Hello?
Hi, what you doing?
Who's this?
It's Brad.
Oh, Brad, I believe you have the wrong number.
No, I saw your number in a Hardy Boys book, so I thought I'd call you.
Excuse me?
Your number's written here in a Hardy Boys book on chapter 5.
I can't hear you.
It's because it's so fucking loud there. I said your phone number is written in a Hardy Boys book on chapter 5.
Where are you from?
I'm in Oregon.
Like Oregon, like the state?
No, the city. Oregon, Ohio.
Oh. So, how did you get my number?
It's written inside of a book that I got from the library. It's the Hardy Boys book in chapter 5.
So you got it from a library?
Yeah, it says...
Why are you calling me?
Because it says... Your phone number's in the book. It says, for a good old-fashioned conversation, call this number, and it has your number.
That's really weird. Like, I don't even know where you're from.
So you don't even read the Hardy Boys?
What the hell is that?
It's a book. It's a series of books from, like, the 1950s.
What kind of book?
It's a really boring 1950s book. Mid-20th century literature.
So what did it say? For a good conversation?
Yeah, it says, for a good old-fashioned conversation, call, and then it has your phone number.
That is so fucking weird. I have no idea how that even happened. So where's Oregon?
Oh, it's actually, I'm just messing with you. It's actually, I'm in Oregon on the West Coast, in the state of Oregon.
Oh, how did you get my number?
I just told you, it's in a Hardy Boys book.
No, but, like, that's weird, for real, because I'm from the East Coast.
Really, the East Coast? Like New Jersey or something?
Yeah, like, can't you tell my accent?
No, not really. I just see your area code is 419.
That's really weird that you have my number.
Well, it's not my fault. It's in a Hardy Boys book.
I know, but I'm saying, like, that's kind of weird. Like, I'm from the East Coast. Like, I've never even been, like, to the West Coast.
Holy shit.
In my life.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Well, wait. Why do you have an Ohio area code?
I was born in Jersey, and then I went to college in Ohio, and now I'm back in Jersey.
I see. Cause I've been in Dayton before. I used to live in a city below Dayton, south of Dayton.
Oh.
In Salina, Ohio.
Ohio's okay, but I like Jersey better.
Yeah.
So I came back.
Fuck Ohio. New Jersey's so much better.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You don't have to pump your own gas there.
Huh?
You don't have to pump your own gas there.
I know, like, it's so much better in Jersey.
Stupid people in Ohio pumping their own gas.
People in Ohio are stupid.
Yeah, I hate them. Pretty much, if I had an atomic bomb, I would set it off in Ohio.
So, why did you call me?
Because I was reading this book by the Hardy Boys. It was this really...
But, if I were to see a number in a book, I wouldn't call it.
But it told me to call it. It's like, it said in the book, it's like, it for a good conversation call. And this is a pretty good conversation.
Are you on something?
No, I'm just weird. I'm just totally weird. I'm completely sober right now. Well, actually, I'm kind of drunk a little.
So you were just like, let me call this number in the book?
Yeah, but I can let you go. I'll leave you alone. I mean, it said to call you in the book, so I thought I'd call you in the book. But it's like right in the top of chapter 5.
That is so weird. Can you scribble it out?
I'll burn it. I'll throw it in the fireplace tonight after I finish this chapter.
Well, you can recycle the rest of the book, but just burn that page.
Okay.
You have to be friendly to the environment.
But, I mean, you might meet some cool people if... You know, like,
huh?
You might meet some cool people in the future, like the Hardy Boys. Maybe you should go to the library and check out some Hardy Boys books.
Maybe, but can you scribble it out so I don't get any more calls?
I'm going to write underneath this. It says, for a good old-fashioned conversation, call 419. It has your phone number. I'm gonna like, put extra notes in here. It says, she's really cool. Definitely call her.
Aw, don't do that, because then I'm going to get another call.
Well, so what? I mean, I'm nice. Like, am I bothering you?
No, but I'm just saying, that's kind of, wouldn't you agree, like, if somebody called you from, like, the other side of the, like, United States, that you'd be like, holy fuck.
But it's weird. It's like, I used to live in Ohio. I've lived in, like, three different cities in Ohio. I lived in Cincinnati, Salina, and I've been to Dayton. I've ridden on the trolley.
Where did you live?
I lived in Salina, Ohio, and Cincinnati.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know where those are.
Okay, fine. Fine, I'll scribble it out. Fine.
I'll Google.
What's that?
All right.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. I mean, enjoy your night in New Jersey, and don't pump too much gas or anything.
I won't. I love it here. I'm going to live here forever.
Okay, yeah. Fuck Ohio.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Nuke those motherfuckers.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right, bye.
Okay, bye. I'm going to tell everyone to call you. Bye.
All right, bye.
That was so bizarre. I enjoyed that. Okay, so on Facebook... On Facebook, I set up this, Baz says Ohio sucks. No, Cleveland rocks, Baz. You should know that. Yeah, I set up, you know, there's like the Facebook Phone Losers page, but I set up the Facebook Phone Losers group. So there's a Facebook Phone Losers group now. And this guy named Ron Fraser, he posted a picture of a page of a Hardy Boys book, which I don't read the Hardy Boys. I remember I read one book of the Hardy Boys, and it was kind of boring. And I remember the title of it. It was The Green Ghost. The Hardy Boys versus The Green Ghost or something. But, yeah, it says on the... Yeah, just go to Phone Losers and look at the group for Phone Losers of America. And you'll see what I'm talking about. But it says to call her number for good old-fashioned conversation. It was probably written on there like 20 years ago or something, or 30 years ago. Anyway, I'm leaving. I'm taking off. I'm going to get some sleep. So, yeah, I'm going to start up a song. Yep, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start up a song, get some sleep, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Hi. Hello? What? What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? I just got screamed at. Hello?
Hey, this is Blake, leave your message back.
What the hell? I'm going to try again.
Hey, this is Blake, leave your message back.
I'm going to call like 20 times. I'm just going to keep trying until this guy answers and screams at me again.
Hey, this is Blake. Leave your message back. Hey, this is Blake. Leave your message back.
I can't even understand his name.
Hey, this is Blake. Leave your message back.
Hi, I'm calling from Domino's Pizza. You ordered a pizza from us, and I'm just calling to do a weekly, or not a weekly, I'm just calling to do a customer survey. And I reached someone earlier, and they just screamed at me and hung up. What the fuck was that? Come on, man. You ordered the one medium 12-inch thin pizza with extra robust inspired tomato sauce with pepperoni and beef. I don't appreciate being hung up on. I was just going to call and do the survey, but I guess basically I'm calling to tell you, you know, fuck you for screaming at me and hanging up the phone and turning off your cell phone. Whatever, you fucking jerk. Just call and do a survey. There's no reason to scream at me, motherfucker. So, yeah, sorry to bother you. Go to sleep or whatever you do at this time of night. Jerk. Bye. I'm just calling these numbers that I gave Brent Westwood already. I don't have...
calling KU Wichita PD.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7853
blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm turning.
7-3. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey there, I'm calling from Domino's Pizza. You ordered a pizza from us earlier. Shit, where did it go? Shit! I lost the form here. Let me see. 47031. Don't hang up. I'm looking for it, you idiot. Oh yeah, you got the stuffed cheesy bread and the garlic dipping cup. That's what you got. I'm just calling to do a quality survey, you know, just make sure you enjoyed your pizza and the delivery guy was nice and everything, but you're going to be a fucking jerk and not pick up your phone, so whatever. I guess I can't do the survey then. So yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, hope you enjoyed it. I guess we'll never know, because you're not going to pick up your phone like a normal person would pick up. Okay, bye. I'll call the next person on the list, on my survey list here. Bye, sir. Have a nice night. Holy shit, Dirty Aaron's still awake. I should call him. We should just continue the Brent Westwood show. I'm going to go to bed soon, though. I don't know. Why aren't they picking up?
Please leave your message for 3169.
Oh, shit. No, not that. Pick up your phone! God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
Please leave your message for 3169.
I'm gonna call this guy all night. That's some straight-up hacker shit, Aaron.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I'm calling from Domino's Pizza. You ordered some stuff from us earlier.
Yeah, that's a bit.
You got the 14-inch thin-crust chicken bacon ranch pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. I'm just calling to do quality survey check. How was that pizza for you?
Oh, it was good.
Really? Really? How good was it on a scale of 1 to 17? 1 to 17. Rate the pizza. Or we're going to charge you double. Sir? You better rate the pizza, goddamn. Oh, he hung up. What the hell? I'm just trying to do a survey.
Please leave your message for 3-1.
I think he turned off his ringer.
Please leave your message for 3-1.
Hey, I'm calling from Domino's. We got disconnected somehow. I was just trying to get do a customer survey with you, and you hung up on me. Fucking jerk. I need to get a rating from you from a scale of 1 to 17. How was your pizza? How was your delivery driver? Just how was your overall experience? Whatever, though, if you don't want to answer, if you're just going to hang up on me like a fucking jerk, then whatever. I guess I'll just call the next person on the list and do the survey with them. God damn it. So, whatever. Have a nice night. Have fun sleeping. Oh, that's weird. It hung up. It hung up. Does that mean he was listening to that?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Crystal?
Yes.
Oh, hi, I'm calling from Family Video. You rented some videos from us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You rented Hotel Transylvania, and this is 40.
Yeah.
Did you watch either of those tonight?
Yeah, but could you please not call at like 3 a.m.?
Oh, don't be a jerk to me. I'm just doing a survey. Like, which one did you watch?
Hello?
Oh, hi. We got disconnected somehow.
Yeah, hello. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to sleep.
Well, I'm trying to do a survey. You know, I'm just trying to do my job here. You don't need to be a jerk to me.
I'm not being a jerk. I'm trying to sleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Which movie did you watch?
Hotel Transylvania, but I'm not doing this right now because it's 3 o'clock in
really?
The morning.
What was your favorite part? Did you like the ending better or the beginning?
I would like it if you wouldn't call here again.
Have you watched This Is 40 yet?
I would like to if you wouldn't call here again. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I just need to finish the survey so I can finish my shift here and go home.
Well, put whatever you want, but don't call here again. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
What are you being a jerk for? I'm just trying to do my job.
Because I asked you not to call here again. My daughter is sleeping and I do not want her to wake up. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, if you don't want her to wake up, then don't hang up on me because I'm just going to ring the phone back and that's going to wake her up. Jesus. So, she hung up. Okay, I guess I'll quit. Okay, I'm gonna call her back. God damn it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 316 tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Crystal. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the overall experience of watching This Is 40? I just need to know that real quick here, since you're not answering your phone. I guess I'll try back in like an hour or something, and maybe you can answer that question for me, because, you know, we have to do the survey, you know, I have a job to do. I'm sorry you don't think that's important, but it is to me. Whatever. Bye. Next. If these people would have answered like 2 hours ago, then I wouldn't need to call them now. So it's basically their fault that they're receiving calls in the middle of the night. Shut up, Enigma 420. God. Dirty Urine says he's wearing headphones. Dirty Urine probably needs to go to an ear doctor tomorrow. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, is this Sakia?
Yes.
Oh, hi, I'm calling from Family Video. You rented Zero Dark 30 from us tonight. I'm just calling to do a survey to see how you liked that movie and how your experience was here in the store.
At this time in the morning?
Obviously. Like, what would you rate your experience? Come on, it's only 4:30 in the morning. What the fuck? Oh, hi, Sakia. We got disconnected somehow. Hello?
don't call here anymore, please.
Well, no, I'm just calling to do a survey.
No surveys at 3:30 in the morning. Don't call my number again.
Well, no, you rented from us, and you checked the box, and we could do a survey. I think you said to call back.
What is your problem?
Well, you hung up on me, and I was trying to do a survey.
Hey, don't call my number anymore, okay?
I'm not
doing any surveys.
I just need you to rate from one to...
call this number again.
Can you just rate from 1 to 10 your experience here in the store? One more time. Oh, it's busy now. Of course it's busy. Of course it's a landline. They use a video store. They rent their videos from. Oh, it's still busy. Okay, I'll hang up. I mean, I will delete their number. Four calls at 4 in the morning. That's my limit. I don't want to be a jerk or anything.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Christine?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank God you answered. I'm calling from video. You rented the movie from us earlier. You rented My Girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just calling to do the survey on that. Like, how would you rate your experience?
At 3 in the morning.
Right, inside the store, how would you rate your experience from, like, 1 to 10?
You're doing this at 3 in the morning?
Yeah, I just said yes. I don't know why she hung up. Why'd you hang up, Christine?
You've reached Christine.
It's only 3:30 in the morning where she is. Come on. I hope she enjoys.
You've reached Christine. I am away from my phone or with a patient. If you could please leave your name, number, and I'll return your call.
Hey, Christine. Calling from the video store. Just calling to do the survey. I don't know why you hung up on me before, or maybe we just got disconnected somehow. I don't know. Those things happen, but you rented My Girl. I don't know if you watched that or not, but like if you did, I have news for you, Christine. Kevin McAllister, he dies at the end. He gets stung by bees. It sucks. It's really sad. I cried during it. Yep. So I'll just call you tomorrow night in the middle of the night and you know, get your survey information then. I just need you to rate your experience from 1 to 10 and a couple other questions. All right, bye. All right, bye. It's bedtime for me. Enigma 420, you're a jerk. You're a jerkhead. You jerkhead.
I'm a science genius girl. I won the science fair. I wear a white lab coat. DNA strands in my hair.